Good afternoon, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good afternoon to all my friends traveling along the great paths, the great lines that connect the ethereal realm to those realms beyond. Good afternoon to the various kings that rule over those things that still live in the cracks and crags of this terribly musty, nasty, grunky, grokey place. It is around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, just after really, more like 2:17, here in Seattle, Washington, on November the 29th, 2020. This year, Christmas is canceled. Alert, alert message, alert, alert, Christmas is canceled. And I'm with my friend Jim. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. It's Christmas is canceled.
Well, you weren't using it anyway, were you?
Well, you know what's funny? When I used to be an atheist, I would sort of hold out in front of Christian people, well, you know, it's not really a Christian holiday, it's a pagan holiday. And listen, there's some truth to that, okay? December the 25th is technically a winter solstice type celebration date, and so there is truth to that. But you know what? It's also true that for a lot of Christians, we took that date and we made it our own as well. And the fact that we might choose that date to celebrate the birth of Christ, which, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody knows for certain the precise date of year that Christ was born. Isn't that true?
I think that's true. There's a lot of controversy about it.
So I choose to say December the 25th. And so I was thinking last night and this morning, mainly this morning, that there's a lot of pride, a lot of conceit, a lot of hubris in the idea that you can cancel Christmas, don't you think?
Oh, I definitely would agree with that.
I don't know. So, you're pretty quiet so far.
Well, I'm driving, so I can't really speak to the whole chatterbox topic. But I'm happy to be responsive when you have things that you want me to say.
Oh, I mean,
and we can talk about my topics when you're ready. Whatever. Okay. I'm here.
Okay. Well, your first topic was spiritual warfare.
Yes, it was. And I wrote an essay that was published by you, I think, yesterday or Friday.
Yeah.
And by the Libertarian Enterprise today, and it speaks to the topic of spiritual warfare and what it is to be a prayer warrior. And I do think that that's an important aspect of what's going on, because there's been a culture war for a long, long time, might even be thousands of years, and in order to have a war over culture, you have to start out by having a culture, which is okay, because we do. We have one. And I don't mean we like the United States of America. I mean we as in, you know, the people that you and I would choose to get along with. The science fiction enthusiasts, the liberty people, the voluntarists, and all of them good folks. We have a culture that includes things like zero aggression, unanimous consent, the idea that consent itself is an important thing. All of these are features of a culture that I think competes effectively with the existing, you know, kind of social justice warrior culture that, if you ask me, it doesn't really work and never did.
Yeah, I mean, I might call it the grifter gaslighter, you know, chaos engine. The grifter gaslighting chaos engine, yeah.
Yeah, because grifters, definitely, and gaslighting, definitely. I'm with you, brother. I think that's a really good set of terms for the, I don't know, we could call it the hoax stream culture. We could call it the mainstream culture. We could call it whatever people want to, you know, whatever they feel comfortable
well,
with.
Well, I think last night I was talking to you and another person. I called it the corridor or the tunnel of fear. And they really do, especially with this lockdown, currently control that tunnel that people can look through. You know, that view, that little portal. And it's mostly a portal of fear, what they're creating for people. Fear, confusion, uncertainty, doubt, FUD. Lots and lots of FUD. And it's making people crazy. It's making me crazy, you know? And I'm not sure how much more of this I'm going to be okay with. But I also am of the belief that we're very close to a change in the direction of the wind. That doesn't mean good or bad, Jim. I just think that the wind is about to change. I just don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I don't know either, but I agree with you that things are about to change, and I would say they're going to change very dramatically. And because I didn't like the way things were a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, or 10 years ago, I don't mind if things change. If there's going to be a period of time when we're engaged in, you know, house-to-house fighting, at least we know that what there was before sucked, and maybe we can get through whatever's coming and get to a better place.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am, too. It's like, and I've pretty much been consistently here since 2015, although I varied on my darkness about people. But since 2015, it's been more or less about what I sometimes call the great flush. I mean, once the flush occurs, whatever the flush is, for a lot of people, it's just going to be about finding that dried up turd on the side of the fucking toilet and holding on and hoping that you don't go down the drain. That for a lot of people, right, it's going to be about that horrible. I'm sorry, but it's not going to be pretty. To survive what's coming might very well be the most dangerous time of your entire life, as an American at least. As an American, to survive the next 2 years, I think, might be the most dangerous years of your life. I don't think that's a controversial statement.
I don't know, because I don't know everybody's life. I mean, somebody could be right now on death row and about to be executed.
Well, let me put it this way.
Probably not listening to your podcast.
Let me put it this way. Whatever is the quote-unquote normie, center of mass, glumbus group, lumpen proletariat that's left over in this mungus realm, for the people that think they're going to order shit online and get it delivered, I think those 2 years are going to be shockingly dangerous for them. And as far as the death row guy goes, he might get killed, but he also might get stuck in a prison where no one ever comes back to visit him. Okay, so...
Well, there is that, so that's something to look forward to, because a lot of those guys are kind of in a solitary confinement anyway, and they're used to it, so, you know. I mean, you know, they would starve to death, right?
But yeah, well, they'd probably die of thirst.
Death row,
first.
You're going to die anyway. You might as well, you know.
Yeah. My guess is the water would stop working very soon, and so they'd probably die of thirst first, but...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, right. No, good point.
But I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's a kind of grim thought that that people who are in prisons are not ever going to get out, and no one is going to come for them.
Well,
fuck.
I'm sorry, but that's the kind of scenario we could be looking at.
Yeah, no, I am completely with you as far as that is where things may very well be. And I, you know, so I'm glad I'm not in prison right now. That seems nice.
Well, it's kind of why I don't want to go. Like, even if it was for something quote-unquote minor, I don't want to be in a county jail when all this stuff becomes unstuck. Because I don't really trust that people will do anything other than maybe go around the cells and just start killing people.
Yeah, no, I don't really know what to expect, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least some, you know, door-to-door raids where they take everything out of the house that they think is valuable, and then they just shoot people on the sidewalk. I wouldn't be surprised if the commies start doing that.
Well, they've done it in the past.
Yes, they have.
and they've done it, and they've done shit like, and they've done shit.
There's nothing special about America.
Nothing. There wasn't ever before, dude. They've done shit like this in this country since the very fucking crooked coup d'etat of 1787. This has been a pattern. It hasn't been linear, but guess what? The population hasn't been linear either. But this kind of crooked shit's been going on since the beginning. Since the beginning. You know?
I agree.
You know, basically, and I think I was talking to you about this. If you ask me, I think one of the purposes, because these motherfuckers generally do things for multiple reasons. There's not just one fucking purpose for the evil battleships these motherfuckers build. But one of the side purposes of rounding up Native Americans throughout the 19th century, starting at the very beginning, I think, was to put the fear of God in a good, nice white people. Because, hey, look what we can do. Look what we can do if we think you're outcasts. Look what we can do if we think you're less than anything. And I would even say that was a reason for keeping slavery going. Even for states that made it illegal, there was still that little bit of fucking fear you get by letting people know that we can always treat you like garbage. And that you're garbage to us. To tell you the truth, Jim, the only thing that happened in 2020 is they took it from a warm plate, a warmer, all the way to boil. They took it all the way to boil. That's what they did. But this has been shit they've been doing to us for decades.
Right. Right. No, and it's really just the mask is off, the gloves are off, the iron fist is still the iron fist, and now you see the demonic grimace of the evil people who want to destroy life. You know, Nancy Pelosi as she really is, rather than as her cosmetic surgeon would like you to believe she is.
Who knows, dude? Her face is looking like that woman from the movie Brazil that kept having that plastic shit stretched over her. She looks like she'll explode into nothing but Velveeta and Spam, too. I mean, she looks gross. She looks like Velveeta and Spam packed into a rubber suit. She looks gross.
There was a thing on Twitter a couple of days ago comparing her face after lots of reconstructive surgery with Michael Jackson. You know, and the eyebrows are kind of eerily the same, and the nose is kind of fucked up the same, and it's just really gross.
It is gross. I don't know. Hey, is there anything else you want to say about spiritual war? Is that all you have to say?
Well, I do think that we are in the midst of a situation where evil people want to destroy everything that we've built, everything that we've created, everything that Americans have. And I mean particularly small businesses and entrepreneurship and the idea of building a better tomorrow. Homeschooling, unschooling, all of the things that people do because they are free, the people who hate us want to destroy. And I don't think that you can get past what's going on now without prayer and without God. I think people need to get right with God because they're not going to get through this without God.
Well, I 100% agree with that, as you well know, Jim. So, okay, so is that all you wanted to say on spiritual war?
I think that's a good start. And then, you know, if people have questions, they'll email me or something, you know, like that.
Okay. So you listed culture war also, but it seems like you talked a little bit about that. Do you want to say more about culture war?
Well, I do want to talk about that a little bit because it's a slightly different topic in that I think that if you look at the map of the United States, and it came to my attention again that the 2020 election, it's a different set of states that are red and blue and beige. But if you were to include all of the people who chose not to vote this month, the electoral votes would go to did not vote.
Yeah.
275 electoral votes. It's down a bit, you know, but I think there are pretty much three major cultures. There are people who believe in communism and they call themselves Democrats, and they
Yeah. Hello? Jim? Jim? You there? Okay, we got Jim back here. I'm hearing feedback, Jim.
Are you? Okay, sorry. Is this better?
Let's see. No, I'm still hearing it.
Huh. I don't know why. I haven't changed my audio setup at all.
Okay. You're not on speakerphone?
No, I'm using the earbuds.
Oh. Okay. That usually has problems with feedback too, because basically the microphone.
I bought a new set of earbuds to try to attend to that problem.
I know. Well, right now at this moment, it sounds okay. So why don't we go with it? So you left off at the culture war between the parts of the country that vote and the parts that don't vote.
Right. So there are three groups: commies, conservatives, and people who don't want to have anything to do with any of this shit. And by far the majority are the third group, you know. But here we are.
Right.
We're in a culture war, and there are at least three groups, and two of them are pretty violent. The third group mostly just wants to be left alone.
Well, I mean, my whole life I've never been left alone. I mean, it's been incremental, it's been non-linear, but there's never been a time where it's like, well, they're fucking with us, but then they'll stop fucking with us. What did they say after 9/11? They said this will last a century. What are they saying now with COVID? This is going to be forever. They're telling us now that they intend to fuck with us forever. So yeah, we don't want to be fucked with, but they're going to fuck with us, Jim.
Right. They hate us and they want us to be miserable, and the thing that's left for us now that they've taken the mask off and they've taken the gloves off is to accept that you know, they hate us, and so if we're going to be free, we have to not be under their power. We have to get rid of them. We have to stop being. And I don't know whether that looks like we're going to have three countries or 30 countries where the United States used to be.
I don't know either.
But we're going to have something. Something's got to give, and what's going on now isn't going to last. It's highly fragile. This is a very temporary lull before the big shitstorm.
So I have to mention something. Before I got on the phone with Jim, you know, today was one of those rare, like, we had, I say a blue sky, it's more bluish, but we had a bluish sky today, and so the sun was kind of out, and then about 15 minutes before Jim and I were supposed to podcast, this plane comes streaming across the sky, spraying the monkey juice. As we're talking right now, that little stream, I'm actually seeing ripples in the cloud, a lot like you'd see with metal shavings on a piece of paper if you had a magnet underneath. I'm seeing ripples form in the fucking cloud, and they're like pulling that monkey juice apart to make clouds. This is not... Oh, you still there?
You don't get that every day.
Dude, you're breaking up, man.
I was saying you don't get that every day, but I guess you actually do get that every day.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to say, because if this is a big psychological operation to convince people they can control the weather, that seems a bit overdone. I don't know. You still there? Because you've been breaking up a bit. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're like going through these blackouts or something, because you're breaking...
Well, I am in the Missouri Ozarks, and the fuckers don't put cell towers everywhere, but well, I am on a U.S. highway. It's U.S. highway.
That's why it's usually good when you're going to podcast in a situation like that to, like, look for the strong signal in this park there, but I know you got to get someplace.
I didn't expect to have to be traveling today. I didn't actually plan on this. I was told this afternoon about 3 hours ago that I needed to leave. So I'm on my way to another place now.
I'm sorry about that, dude. I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just that there are things I can control and there are things I can't. I can't control anything about driving through the Ozarks.
Me either, I don't think. I mean, if I could control it, I would just have an air car and I would fly over this shit. And that way I could almost always see a cell tower below me somewhere.
Well, I mean, or maybe we could, yeah, whatever. The cell tower part's not really my point, dude.
Okay.
But, anywho, is there anything else you want to say about the culture war? Whoa, what was that? Jim? Jim? Hello, Jim?